hear me? Okay, cool. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you that we can come together on your Sabbath, and we can enjoy this day, and thank you for this Thanksgiving break that we got, and that this next week will be blessed, and amen. Okay, you can be seated. Okay. So today, the Haftarah is Malachi 1:1 through 2:7, and it is about, it takes place during the first half of the 5th century BCE, and it takes place in Jerusalem. So, I don't have any slides, sorry. Okay, so we start out, I'll read Malachi 1 through 5. A prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Edom may say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. So, yeah. Sorry, and verse 6. So, a son honors his father, and the slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due to me, says the Lord Almighty. It is your priests who show contempt for my name, but you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? So, what's going on here is that Malachi is obviously a priest for God, and he's addressing the Israelites because they're angry that God is not receiving their blessings, and they are being cursed. And so Malachi is speaking for God and saying, right, a son honors his father and a slave his master. But he's saying, where is the honor due to me? Because in this context, the Israelites are offering blemished sacrifices as their offerings, and they're not showing that love and respect for God. And so God is not doing it back, but then they're all mad about it, and God's like, what about me, you know? Like, yeah. And he's saying, so that's Malachi 1:6. And then, so yeah, and you have examples of like a child and their father, a boss and the employee, or like a slave and a master. Like, you have those relationships, and for order for those relationships to work, there has to be respect both ways. Like, you can't just have a one-way thing. Like, I know with, like, bosses and employees, you have that sort of entitlement as a boss to be like, they're under me, they have to respect me. But for that relationship to work, because I used to be a lifeguard, and I had a boss who was horrible to us. And that's, like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, he did some pretty awful things, and I had to quit because of that, and he lost my respect fully. And so you can't just expect something without giving something, basically. And that's exactly what the Israelites are saying about, that's exactly what God is saying about the Israelites, because they're not giving him his perfect offerings. And that's because they don't care enough. That's not because they're lazy and they don't care enough, and their heart's not in it. So, Malachi 1:8 through 1:14. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, it is not wrong. When you offer lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you, says the Lord Almighty? Now plead with God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands will he accept you, says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple door so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying, the Lord's table is defiled, and its food is contemptible. And you say, what a burden, and you sniff at it contemptuously. I'm going to skip that word, says the Lord Almighty. When you bring injured, lame, or diseased animals and offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hands, says the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who has acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. So he's showing the Israelites what he's entitled to as their God. Because it's like, once again, in like a relationship, you have to respect yourself and you can't just let yourself be walked over. And that's basically what God is saying. And it's like, he has put himself down for the Israelites so many times. And like, he gives them chances. And he's like, enough, basically. Right. Yeah. So, and then an example he gives is Jacob and Esau, and saying how he never loved Esau, and right. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord, yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I've turned his hill country into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. So he's saying here, the reason why God was like this towards Esau is because Esau gave up his birthright. He despised his birthright, actually. And that's what it says in Genesis 25:34. It says Esau despised his birthright. And so that's just another example that God gives, basically. right. And then so basically, if your heart's not in it, then God doesn't want it.
That's right.
So, and then, right, and it's so we go into Malachi 2 now, and that's 7 verses. And now, you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with them, a covenant of life with and peace, and I gave them to him. This is called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and people seek instruction from his mouth. So here you see in verse 1, he talks about, I will send a curse on you. And he's like, yeah, I've already cursed you, but I'm going to curse you again. And he's like, yeah, I have to do it again. It's like when you get spanked as a child, it's like, yeah, you have to get spanked again because the first one clearly didn't work. And then maybe you have to be spanked a third time, then you have to have a greater punishment. And he's kind of giving them the countdown warning, like when a parent counts to 3. It's like 1, 2, 3, you know? So, and then he's like, and then he tells them what he deserves and what the Israelites need to be. In the verse 7, he's talking about, for the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and people seek instruction from his mouth. And he's saying, you can follow God and you can claim, and like, you can speak for God and with God, but you have to take it seriously because it's the Lord. It's not just like a small little issue. And yeah, that's all.